Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good morning from Jakarta, Indonesia, precisely from the fourth floor of RRI building in Jakarta, where we are ready to present various information, updates, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia as this is Indonesia Today with me, Rahma, on July 9, 2025. Make sure you keep tuning in till the next 6 hours only on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will soon launch 3 poverty alleviation programs called the Trident, comprising Sekolah Rakyat School, free health checks in schools, and the Red and White Village Cooperative this month, ahead of Indonesia's 80th anniversary. Head of the Presidential Communications Office, Hasan Nasbi, noted in a press statement at the PCO office in Jakarta on Tuesday, these 3 large-scale programs will be launched and inaugurated directly by the President this month. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, has left for Washington, D.C., United States, from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to continue negotiations on the 32% reciprocal tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hasan Nasbi, said on Tuesday, the Indonesian government is very optimistic regarding the negotiation attempt, since Indonesia has always maintained good relations with all countries, including the United States. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Hari baru telah tiba. Apa yang ku rasakan, ku ingin engkau tahu dan berbagi bersama. Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat langkah ke depan. Jadi pribadi baru. Buka kita buka jalan yang baru, tempatkan senyum wajah gembira.
Malah hanya untuk sejenak, dengarkan kata dari segala yang ku ucap. Ku jelang pagi ini nikmati damai di hati, dalam waktu penuh arti karena aku dicintai. Ku ingat kemarin suasana tak bersemangat, namun kini ku jalani dan semua rasanya tepat. Bersama kita coba wujudkan harapan, membuka jalan dalam gapai tertujuan.
Matahari bersinar selalu, ini yang ku minta penuh sama. Bersamamu teman semua, karena ini saatnya kita nyanyi bersama.
Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebagai semangat langkah ke.
denganmu, esok mentari kan datang. Bawa sejuta harapan, kita jumpa di sana. Berbagi bersama, dan kita tahu pelangi yang satukan
kita. Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat maka ke depan.
Oh, yeah.
Jadi pribadi baru. Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas mata setia. Mengapa kau datang dan menggoda? Bukankah kita sama telah terikat janji yang lain? Tapi kau bagai magnet untuk aku. Oh, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
Enjoy the song by Kim featuring Marion Jola with Magnet or Magnet. And hopefully you are a magnet. and you can attract positive people, positive things into your life. And hopefully Voice of Indonesia through the program Indonesia Today can be also a positive magnet and give amazing day for you all listeners of Voice of Indonesia. So it's July, another wonderful Wednesday, day 9 in the month of July 2025. After a couple of days of raining, especially in the evening, and unfortunately it even ended up in flood in some parts of Jakarta. Now, last night, yesterday actually, there was not rain in Jakarta, and hopefully everything's safe today and also the other days ahead. So talking about the weather, why don't we take a look at today's weather forecast here in Indonesia, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. July 9, 2025, Indonesia will be mostly cloudy and rainy, like in cities of Banda Aceh, Medan, Denpasar, Serang, Yogyakarta, Jakarta, Gorontalo, and also Semarang. That will be all cloudy all day long. But if you are in Pontianak, Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, Tanjung Selor, Pangkal Pinang and Tanjung Pinang, make sure you anticipate a potential of rain in the morning, in the afternoon, and also late at night. Next, we go to the other cities on Sumatra Island. We have Palembang that will experience a rainy day in the afternoon. Rainy day as well is predicted in the city of Padang in the evening and late at night, with temperatures ranging from 18 to 29 degrees Celsius. Moving on to cities on Sulawesi Island, namely we have Manado that will be cloudy all day long. Palu will be cloudy but also predicted to be rainy in the afternoon. Makassar will be covered by clouds all day long with temperatures ranging from 23 to 29 degrees Celsius. Getting closer to the eastern part of Indonesia that will experience a rainy day even with lightning in Manokwari and Sorong. That's it, listener. Today's weather forecast taken from BMKG, or the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. We'll be back with more programs and information. But we have an Indonesian band whose name means a working hours, namely 10 to 5. A band that was formed when they studied in Australia. 10 to 5 wants to greet you with good morning, Indonesia.
Good.
something in the world. 'Cause I got you in my heart. In this cruel little world, let's hold hands together. We can share forever. Maybe someday the sky will be colored with our love.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Bank Indonesia reported the country's foreign exchange reserve stood at $152.6 billion at the end of June 2025, slightly up from $152.5 billion at the end of May. Executive Director of Bank Indonesia's Communication Department, Ramdan Deni Prakoso, said the increase was supported by tax and service revenues and the government's issuance of global bonds amid the central bank's efforts to stabilize rupiah in response to continued global financial uncertainty. Bank Indonesia sees the current level of reserves as sufficient to support external sector resilience and to maintain macroeconomic and financial system stability. Looking ahead, the central bank expects foreign exchange reserves to remain adequate to safeguard external stability, supported by strong export performance, a projected capital and financial account surplus, as well as positive investor sentiment toward the domestic economy and attractive investment returns.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Di sini hampir gila, kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat tak kiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Pelukku nyatanya pergi, ku pun tak lagi mengganggumu. Apa sudah ada kabar lain yang kau tunggu? Sudah adakah yang gantikanku, yang kau khawatirkanmu setiap waktu? Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Bisa jangan buat
mountainous region of East Java. Where Majapahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine is cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand. In Bromo. East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is QR of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world, a quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Wow, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam kan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersipu. Bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu semata.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
People in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo become a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Pundangan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument. Pundangan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Koangan and called Betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed, especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, Koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of Pundangan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument Pundangan. It is called Pundangan because from Koangan name, it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called Pundangan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called Pundang, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Anglianum paprau layar Intino minggu ke pari di soto Alon prau newus nengah Piap yuk piap banyu pinelah Ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu Ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu Aden jawil mas jebul wesure Biting kelopo katon ngawi awi Kayu kani peci bali wai Dini sesu eso tu mandang nyambut kawi Anglia numpa prau layar Intino minggu ke pari wisoto
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely Pundangan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengger.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lenggeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explain how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string pairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mistortoifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Tanpamu, oh, tanpamu, oh. Udah makan sedih. Setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu. Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go. Sejak kau hadir dalam hatiku, kenali cinta, kenali cinta. Setiap saat aku ingin kau datang, temani cinta, temani cinta. Tak bisa ku dapat berpisahkan lepas dari pelukanmu. Setiap hati ku ingin kau untuk kembali, cinta, kembali cinta. Canda juga tawamu selalu warnai relungku. Kata cinta tulusmu jadikan semua berpadu. Bayangmu yang tak mengisi semua mimpiku. Sayangku, sayangku.
Kurambahkan setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu. Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Sejak kau hadir dalam hatiku, kenali cinta, kenali cinta. Setiap saat aku ingin kau datang, temani cinta, temani cinta. Tak bisa ku dapat berpisahkan lepas dari pelukanmu. Setiap hati ku ingin kau untuk kembali.
Girl, what you doing to me? Kamu tetap mengerti. Kamu membuatku rambut yang kau tak ada di sisi. Hey girl, what you doing to me? Tak pernah kau ragu lagi. Ku kini milikmu.
Kurandakan setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu.
Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Kalimantan entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is a traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe, one of indigenous tribes of East Kalimantan. The song tells the story of an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The orphan invites his friends to dance and sing together by performing a circle. Well, listener, here is the song Leleng Uyau Along by Uyau Morris. Happy listening!